Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. Microinvesting platform Acorns, making it a little easier for parents to invest in their children's future. Acorns early launching a new feature that allows parents to set aside money for their children's future education, potentially directly from their paychecks. This, of course, coming just 1 year after Acorns early launched. For more on the progress on that front, let's bring in Kennedy Reynolds, Chief Education Officer for Acorns. We've also got Reggie Wade joining in on the conversation. And Kennedy, this is really an interesting feature. I think a lot of parents would appreciate, especially given just how early the planning needs to begin. Talk to me about this particular feature that you have launched and what it means in terms of growing the ability for those parents to stash away extra money on the side.
Absolutely. Well, it's good to see you both. Thanks for having me. So Acorns is the saving, investing, and investing app. And we've got a whole suite of products, obviously, that help you save and invest every day. And Acorns Early, as you mentioned, was launched last year. At the very end of June, kind of heart of the pandemic, to bring a solution to parents to invest really automatically and easily from birth. So you can, you know, begin as soon as you have a child, and you actually don't have to be a parent. Really, if there's a child in your life or someone that you're looking after, you can sign them up for Acorns Early and start investing with as little as $5.
Kennedy, Reggie Wade here. I want to ask you, what do you believe is the right age to start teaching children about saving and investing? And do you believe that the public schools should take a more active role in teaching this kind of financial literacy?
Well, I have a 6-year-old, 4-year-old, and 2-year-old, so I'm doing my best to start as early as possible. They all have their Acorns Early accounts. I think that you can start the conversation really much earlier than we probably all think, earlier than it started for me and earlier than I expected. I think you can start talking about how things come into the household. It's money that brings those things into the household, and just really start to give your kids or the kids that you're around a sense of what that is and kind of how to value it. And I think that we should all be doing, you know, companies like Acorns, our schools, everyone should be doing kind of as much a job as possible, as proactive a job as possible, and really thoughtfully approaching early financial literacy and education. There's no time, there's really, you know, there's no such thing as too early when it comes to this, I think.
Kennedy, how does a traditional 529 plan that many parents start for their children, how does that differ from the new feature that this platform is trying to accomplish?
So a 529 is typically for education. So you're really saving, and it's a great plan where you're saving for higher education. And Acorns Early account is a UTMA or UGMA account, which is uniform transfer to minors, uniform gift to minors. And it has more flexibility. So we really wanted to make sure that our customers, you know, whose kids or the kids that they are supporting might be going in a lot of different directions, had the flexibility to use those funds for anything that benefits the child, whether that's, you know, a place to live, a car, an extracurricular activity, really anything that benefits the child, you can use those Acorns Early funds. And then when the child reaches adulthood, we've made it really easy to transfer those funds over to their Acorns Invest account and just keep investing for life.
Kennedy, it feels like the amount that parents need to set aside for their kids' future increases with every year. And I wonder how you're seeing that number inflate. I mean, what is, you know, if there are parents out there with young kids who are saying, well, how much exactly do I need to set aside for my kids? What do you tell them?
Yeah. Well, the first thing I would say is just be proud of yourself for asking the question in the first place and really trying to start that journey. You know, no amount is too small. You know, Acorns Early, you can start with just $5. So I would say just taking that first step is something to be proud of and something to go ahead and do. You know, there were, I think, over 40% of our customers were not saving for their kids' future before the launch of Acorns Early. And I understand that it's really hard to do. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. So we really hope that by making the barrier so small and making it so easy, you can sign up in minutes, that people can just go ahead and get started with whatever funds they have.
Kennedy, do you find that when parents take a more active role in their kids' financial future and invest for them, that they take a more active role investing in themselves and their own retirement plans?
That's a great question. I think that just having that conversation around money and planning for the future as a family really does help kind of everyone in the family think about it. And even, you know, I can just speak for me personally. I had a lot of questions and things that I didn't understand coming into this conversation with my kids. So I really had to kind of get up to speed on some of these things, not only so that I can help educate our customers, but so that I could have these conversations with my kids. And then that kind of, you know, had an impact on me too, and how I'm thinking about our finances. So yeah, I absolutely think having the conversation can have a positive impact on you as the grown-ups too.
Yeah, the challenge is always taking that first step. Certainly an important conversation to have. Kennedy Randalls, Chief Education Officer at Acorns. It's good to talk to you today, and our thanks to Yahoo Finance's Reggie Wade as well.